Thanks for hanging in with us, everybody. And of course, we like to have you check us out on thevalleyoutdoors.com. Lots of cool stuff there. And where else, Ava?
Facebook as well.
Yeah, that's like us, please, as we always like to say. But again, this is the season where you guys can jump on that the DNR site for just whatever you want to do in whatever state you want. Click on the active map, and it will be
instant.
Be like the genius.
I know.
It's almost like AI, but not. So you don't have to worry about it being truthful or not.
Yeah,
it's straight up facts only. Just the facts. Just the facts. Well, speaking of just the facts, I've got some cool things we're going to be talking about. We're going to bring in Chris Adamson from the owner of Truckin' America, Rochester, Minnesota. And Chris, good to have you with us. You there?
Yep.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Good to have you with us, Chris.
Thank you.
And, you know, we're in that suddenly we're thrust into let's go camping. It's nice outside instead of it's still winter. It's not nice outside. We're in the time frame where, guess what? I'm ready to hook up my truck, and guess what? My hitch is horrible. My shocks are bad. The truck is squatting in the back. You guys have so many different things that can really address a lot of different elements that you encounter. I know I've encountered them, and you know, we had talked a little bit off air. When you hook up your truck or your car, and you don't have necessarily the appropriate, and that's quotation air quotations, appropriate setup to be pulling something of the size that you're in, or maybe your truck, the shocks and whatever else are a little bit, shall we say, tired. And when being on the tournament circuit, one of the things you find is you tow a lot when it ends up being dark, and you have the headlights that go up, all of a sudden they're not level anymore, and you get people giving you the flash and the highlight thing. And it's only because you're squatted the back of the vehicle down so that the lights are going right in people's eyes. Not a good thing. Yep. Not a good safety thing. And it's not good to be, the headlights are not getting down on the road further out in front of you. What do you guys have in that sense to create some reality with it? What kind of things can you do to help people with that?
There are quite a few things. And you're right on. I mean, not only is it annoying to oncoming traffic and for yourself, but it is a safety issue. I mean, your front end is getting light. It affects your steering. It's hard on the trailer. It's a lot of safety issues there. So yeah, you're right on. It can be as simple as just an added spring to your leaf system if you have leaf springs. There's helper springs we can put on. There's also products that are called load boosters that are simply a neoprene bump stop. It basically extends your bump stop and
in the spring assembly, right? So it doesn't, once it squats, right, it stops, and it's going to be basically like you super duty'd your vehicle, right?
Right, to a certain extent.
Right.
They're hollow. They do have some give, but they won't allow it to drop down to the axle. So it does give you some load boosting.
In those situations, I think, you know, the part that you think the truck is one part, but you also have to realize that the trailer is the other part. If you have a dual axle trailer and you're squatted in the middle, you don't have that same drivability that you would if you had that trailer in the appropriate level point, right? That's a big deal.
Right, and it starts to compound on your tongue weight, because now your tongue is in a downward position, and you're adding tongue weight to your trailer hitch. So, yeah, there's also airlift systems, airbags, and it can be as simple as just airbags that are tied to an airline and a Schrader valve like your wheels have, and you just fill it and use a tester to see how much air pressure is in there, or you can go as elaborate as an onboard
air pump,
air compressor system,
yeah,
with a gauge and be able to raise it up and down, because you need to keep a little bit of air in those bags, but you don't want to run them full when you're running empty, because it'll ride like a...
And one of the things I find is those are really work quite well. I know I talked to your brother, Mark, and we were talking about, you know, I want to put something on my truck eventually, either the stops or the airbag. And, you know, I've got coil springs, and you just slide those inside the coil, and then the air pumps up, and it basically provides support to the coil and gives you an extra boost. It's awesome what it did. I had it in my last vehicle. So pretty simple ways to really kind of beef up what, like I said, your truck could be tired, or it could be just that the trailer you have is a little bit more than the truck is used to towing. And that's pretty
cool.
Right. What else have you got in that? Is there anything else that stands in your mind that would be applicable to that?
Well, in terms of suspension or?
Yeah, in suspension, yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not suspension, but a sway control. You've got sway control and weight distribution systems for your hitch. So I don't know if you're familiar with that. The years ago, they were a lot more popular than they are now because now we do have the suspension products. But
yep.
Weight distribution system basically redistributes your tongue weight back onto your trailer. It's a cam system, and they're still used. We sell many of them every spring,
yep.
and they work very effectively. And it's probably a little more applicable on a larger trailer, and sometimes people will combine them with a
travel trailer kind of thing.
Suspension. Yeah. But,
yep.
And with that, you can get what's called a sway control. And a sway control is basically just that. It keeps your trailer from swaying back and forth in the wind. It's a control that you can manually tighten to keep the trailer from
wandering back and forth. Yep.
Easily as it was. Right.
Yep.
Right. So,
and you see you see those guys out there thinking, what in the world is going on with that guy?
Oh yeah.
And of course
it's common. I mean, you hear the weather forecasters tell big trucks to get off the road when it's windy. I mean, a small camper or a big box enclosed trailer will do the same thing.
On a smaller vehicle, no question about it. Well, something that would tie in directly with what we're talking about here in the suspension and how level everything is, well, maybe you get the load booster, whatever you might get, the stops you put in, but let's say the truck is still going to sag a little bit. One of the things I think in my world that's a big thing is being able to adjust your trailer hitch. Now, there's a lot of ways you can do it. You can, I'm just going to buy a drop hitch for this. I'm just going to buy this particular, to match where it's supposed to be at. But I think this has been taken with the hitch levels to a whole different world, in my opinion. Tell us about the hitches that are available today.
Yeah, and it, more so on the receivers. So hitches haven't changed a whole lot since day one. You've got a receiver, a hitch that's mounted to your frame, and then a receiver which takes your receiver bar. But the receiver bars, they've come a long way because you have adjustable heights, multiple balls. We can get them in solid cast, which will handle tremendous amounts of weight. We can get them in aluminum. They're very popular. BMW is one of the brands that we sell the most of.
Well, and it's funny to look at what those are. You know, you need to make sure you have a lock on them. That's for sure.
That's for sure. Yeah, they're not cheap. No, they're not cheap.
No, they're
also a one in a lifetime product. I mean, you'll have that for the rest of your life, and it's applicable for anything you will tow going forward.
Well, and they also have the ones that in that scenario that have three different hitches attached to it, so you're able to, whatever trailer that you may hook up to, it may be you're pulling your small boat this week, and that's going to be the inch and 7/8. Then you go, okay, I'm going to the bigger boat, it's two, and then it's like, I don't remember, the 2 5/8 is it, or, you know, the bigger one. And You're really giving yourself a lot of latitude instead of having to look for another one, undo the bolt to pull the. And we all know, is this your trailer ball ever clean? I don't think
when
so.
When you buy it.
Yeah, that's the only time. And then the other piece of this is, how often do you try and figure out, where did I put that plumber, that wrench that I needed to get this thing off of there? Because that's about the only thing that works. And
and they're really not designed with the lock washer that comes with the receiver balls, they're not designed to come off. So, yeah,
I know.
You almost end up having to have a bunch of different receiver bars and balls together. So, yeah, they're definitely a great product to have all those.
Yeah, and really that's going to allow you to really get that trailer to that level point, because it really will make a difference in how the trailer pulls, if it's going to sway back and forth, if you only have really two wheels on the ground, and the back wheels aren't really doing anything if it's a tandem axle because it's sagging down. I think the other thing that's important too is it's the wear and tear on the particular trailer and the suspension system in the trailer itself. So being able to create that level pull and a solid platform when you're driving is going to be the other piece of it. Whether conditions are marginal or not, if it's, you know, wet roads, whatever, it's always good to have that trailer balanced out. I know from years and years and years of pulling big, you know, turbine application type boats and you know, pulling thousands and thousands of miles, that's a huge deal. So that's a big piece of this. So let's jump to storage. One of the biggest things that people have trouble with is, well, you know, I bought a third seat type truck, not a full crew cab, and there's not as much room as I'd like to have there. But if I throw it in the back of the truck, it's a mess. It's like, okay, I got dirt, I got you name it, I got it back there. There's some really cool stuff that you can add on to your vehicle that doesn't really even look like anything is in it when you have either the topper on it or a tonneau cover on it. Tell us a little bit about some of those storage things that you guys have.
Yeah, one of the most popular ones that we sell is called DECT, and it's a drawer system that does just exactly what you explained. It goes in the bed of the truck and has an unbelievable amount of configurations for drawers in terms of size and length, and you can make them into gun storage and rod and reel storage. They can be for tools, and the nice thing about them is the drawer system allows you to continue to use your truck as a half ton or three quarter ton or one ton, because the deck itself above the drawer system will handle that kind of a load. So you're losing 12 inches of your bed, you're gaining a ton of storage, but you're not sacrificing the load capacity of your truck. So just a great product.
And I know that people say, well, it's not necessarily fit for my stuff. Well, that you can customize those, if I'm not mistaken, to fit kind of what you're looking for. So the detail level, give us a little idea. I mean, if you want to do, okay, I want to do gun storage, it's nice because it's hidden, number one. And you can put locks on these things, right? So
they are locked. And when you close your tailgate, they're double locked.
Yep. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, no, you can configure them. There are so many different ways, and you can add storage boxes that are specifically designed to fit within the drawers. They're watertight. You can put camping gear in there. You don't have to clothing. Obviously, your guns, stuff you don't want to get wet, you don't have to worry about it. So, yeah, they are really a great product. It took a little while for them to catch on. But now it's really a popular item.
Well, I love the fact that it's hidden, you know, so, you know, either you have the tonneau cover on it or you've got the topper on it. And, you know, that it leads us right into that next piece. You've got the storage box, you've got the truck leveled out. You can put a lot of things in it. You can carry it all the time with you if you want to. You can have spare tackle that you may not need. But you know what? When you go fishing, the last thing you want to be is the guy that was going to bring, I was going to bring it, but I decided not to. That's the opportunity when you can throw it in that storage box and get it taken care of. And that's pretty cool. And it's not like it's taking any extra space. It's really a nice tucked away area. And you never end up saying.
Not worry about theft.
Exactly. Now, we're talking about the bed of the truck, and this is one of the things that, you know, I've been looking at right now. I'm running a tonneau cover. The topper, obviously, people look at it and say, "Yeah, topper's a topper." I mean, that's not true. There's so many things that go into the toppers now. I can't even believe it. So, fill us in. What do you guys have in the topper realm that we can look at?
Well, in terms of accessories and amenities that you can add to the topper.
Yep.
I mean, everything from screen windows for your dogs in the back, so you can have the window open and not worry about your dog jumping out the window.
That's a good thing.
Fishing rod. Absolutely. Fishing rod holders. I mean, the different lighting, there's, I think, 12 different lighting configurations of LED lighting. We can wire it so when you open the back door, the lights come on. You close the door, the lights go off. And if you want to, if you're going to sleep in there, you can turn it on manually. Clothes hangers, if you're traveling and you want to make sure your clothes aren't wrinkled. Talking about storage, one of our manufacturers, Lear, makes a product called the Locker, which is basically a drawer system like we just explained with deck, but it goes to the ceiling of the topper. So it's on the it's up on top. You open it, slide it back, and it drops down so that you can get, again, bows. Your
That's awesome.
Out of there.
I love that.
Yeah, it's sweet. And again, it's hidden. It's hidden. When it's up there and locked, you can look in that window, you would never know that there was a drawer system up on top that was filled with.
Well, my guess is that locks as well, correct?
It locks with the topper, you know.
Yep.
Your topper lock.
Absolutely. So it is protected in that side. As far as that kind of thing goes, I mean, you could have more storage literally in that truck than you even really imagined. And you could put an air mattress in there and sleep in it.
Oh, we have people do that all the time.
Nice.
All the time. You know, a lot of the newer trucks come with power converters in the back, so you've got outlets back there. And if they don't, we can put one in.
Fantastic. Well, Chris, believe it or not, time has come and gone. And we had talked about it before, 18 minutes or whatever, 20 minutes goes fast, but lots of information. And if you are interested in finding out more about these things, you can call. Click on our website. That's the other thing. Click on The Valley Outdoors. You're going to find the link for Truckin' America. Click on over. Ask for Chris, Mark, or Christian. And those guys And you guys are going to be able to answer any questions that may come up. And I got to tell you, Chris, lots of cool stuff to make everybody have a better time in the outdoors. And that's what this is all about. I really appreciate you joining us today.
That's what it's all about. Well, yeah, I appreciate you letting me come on.
Not a problem at all. And that is pretty cool stuff. We appreciate you guys listening to the Valley Outdoors this week. That is going to wrap it up for us. Ava, that's you and me, the Valley Outdoors. I'm Eric, and Ava, we're out. See ya.
Thanks for listening to the Valley Outdoors Radio. Catch us next week, same time, same place. Have a great day on the water or in the field.